Chapter 9. The Departure. Once Henry had decided that Fanny would be the perfect wife for him, he became a very determined admirer. He visited Mansfield Park often, complimenting Fanny on her appearance whenever he saw her and paying her a great deal of attention. He was so much in love that he couldn't believe that Fanny didn't feel the same about him. Fanny had always been reserved about showing her emotions. When she didn't react to his compliments, he thought she was just being modest. Fanny neither liked nor admired Henry. She had a low opinion of his principles and had been disgusted with the way Henry had flirted with Maria and Julia during the play-acting with Yeats. She spoke to him as little as she could without seeming impolite. However, when she discovered that Henry, with the help of his uncle, Admiral Crawford, had arranged for her brother William to become a lieutenant, her gratitude made her speak to him more warmly than usual. "It was extremely kind of you to help William get his promotion," she said. "I can't thank you enough." But it was not kindness that had made Henry help William. He had only done it to get Fanny's gratitude, and he was delighted that his plan had succeeded. He thought the warmth of Fanny's words meant that she loved him. Sir Thomas was pleased to see Henry's interest in his niece. He knew nothing of Fanny's low opinion of Henry, because Fanny had been careful not to talk of the way Henry had behaved with Maria and Julia during the theatricals. As a result, Sir Thomas had no reason to think badly of him. He discussed Henry's interest in Fanny with his wife.
"Fanny has become a charming young lady," he said. "I've always hoped that she would marry a fine gentleman, and this is a wonderful opportunity for her."
"You're right, Sir Thomas. Fanny is very lucky," answered Lady Bertram. "If we hadn't brought her to live with us and educated her as a lady, a fine gentleman like Henry Crawford would never have wanted to marry her. I'm happy for Fanny, but I'll miss her when she leaves us."
There was no need for Lady Bertram to worry. Fanny wasn't about to leave Mansfield Park. When Henry asked her to marry him, she refused him politely, and all his efforts to make her change her mind were useless. Fanny knew how disappointed her aunt and uncle would be, and she was sorry about this, but she was determined not to marry a man she didn't love. Edmund was the only person in the world that Fanny loved enough to marry. When Edmund returned to Mansfield Park and heard that Fanny had refused Henry's offer of marriage, he was surprised. But he, like his mother and father, accepted her decision. All three cared too much for Fanny to persuade her to marry someone against her wishes. Henry, however, was very disappointed. He had been confident of making Fanny fall in love with him, and he left Mansfield Park hurt and angry. Soon after that, he went off to London to visit some of his old friends. They would be happy to see him and would help him forget Fanny. Sir Thomas accepted Fanny's decision, although he found her behaviour difficult to understand. He thought a girl from a poor family should be happy to accept the offer of a good marriage. Perhaps Fanny would be more grateful if she could see what it was like to live in a poor home. But he didn't say this to his niece. Instead, he made a suggestion.
"Fanny, my dear," he said to his niece one evening, "it's been a very long time since you saw your parents and your brothers and sisters. Would you like to visit them?"
"Oh, thank you, Uncle," Fanny said happily. "It would be wonderful to see my family again, but I wouldn't like to leave my Aunt Bertram if she needs me."
Sir Thomas promised her there would be no difficulty.
"Write to your mother and ask her when you can go and visit them," he said with a smile.
As soon as Mrs. Price's reply came, saying how happy she would be to see her eldest daughter again, Sir Thomas made the arrangements for the visit. Fanny was happy and excited. The visit to Portsmouth would be a relief as well as a pleasure. She felt uncomfortable at Mansfield Park, knowing how disappointed Mary Crawford and the Bertram family were that she had refused to marry Henry. By the time she returned, it would all be forgotten. For 2 months, she wouldn't have to pretend to be sorry that Edmund wasn't going to marry Mary. And in addition, she would see her family and spend time with William, who was then home from sea. William came to Mansfield Park to accompany Fanny on the journey. Their uncle gave them the money to pay for the coach, and the two young people looked forward to a comfortable and pleasant journey together. The day before they left, however, something happened that nearly destroyed their pleasure. Mrs. Norris decided to join them.
"I haven't seen my dear sister for many years," said their aunt, "and my sister will be surprised if I don't take this opportunity to come and spend a few days with her." The two young people were horrified. They didn't want to spend the journey with Mrs. Norris. They wanted to have time together on their own. Fortunately, however, Mrs. Norris didn't like spending her own money. When she realized that she would have to pay for the return journey herself, she quickly changed her mind about going to Portsmouth. "I must sacrifice my own pleasure," she explained. "It would be wrong to leave you, Sir Thomas, and my dear sister when you need me. My first duty is at Mansfield Park." Fanny and William were very relieved and left for Portsmouth feeling very happy.